ladder. A year ago, Ashley would have said they were on the same page, a team, ready to take on the world. And now, well, no one said life was going to be easy. Sitting in her car feeling sorry for herself wasn't going to fix anything. But maybe putting on a happy face and a nice dress might help a little. She hopped out of the sedan and headed for the elevator. Spotting her neighbor, Ashley raised a hand to wave and then realized what the woman was doing. Mrs. Menefield! Ashley rushed toward the elderly woman in the hot pink sweatsuit, who was attempting to maneuver a small-wheeled shopping cart up the concrete stairs, one step at a time.
Oh, hello, Ashley. How was your Easter? She puffed, yanking the cart up another step.
Mrs. Menefield, what are you doing? Why aren't you taking the elevator? She made a grab for the cart handle.
I was watching that Dr. Oz yesterday, and he said a good way to stay healthy is to take the stairs instead of the elevator.
But you live on the fourth floor.
Ashley tugged the handle out of Mrs. Menefield's grasp.
That's how I'm going to get in good shape, she chirped. And then Mr. Morton will ask me to be his bridge partner.
Well, at least let me take the cart for you. I could use some exercise too. 18 minutes and 4 flights of stairs later, Ashley deposited Mrs. Menefield and her groceries in the kitchen.
Mrs. Menefield, please promise me you won't take the stairs again when you have so much stuff to carry.
But how will I get my stair workout in?
Her brow was crinkled with worry. Ashley pulled the last items, a giant can of Ensure and a bottle of cheap rum, out of the depths of the cart and set them on the counter.
How about you take the elevator up with your things, bring them inside, take the elevator down, and then walk back upstairs?
Mrs. Menefield clapped her hands.
That is a wonderful idea.
She picked up the bottle of rum and wiggled it at Ashley.
Stop by sometime for a cocktail, and you can help me measure my thighs to see how thin I get.
Ashley hustled up 2 more flights of stairs and dove straight into a hot shower. She was toweling off when she heard the front door. A minute later, Stephen breezed into the bathroom, ice cubes clinking in a glass. He was a good-looking man in a country club kind of way. Tan and blonde and lean.
Hey, babe. He grazed a peck on her cheek.
She could smell the scotch and tried to remember exactly when it was that he had started ending every day with a glass.
Lots of changes.
How was your day? She watched him in the mirror as he shucked off his button-down and pants. He tossed them on the floor next to the hamper and headed, naked, to the shower.
Great, his voice echoed off the tile.
You're home late. Did you have a meeting?
I went for drinks with a couple guys after work. Free party party. How was your day?
She told him about her Mrs. Menefield experience while winding sections of her hair around the barrel of the curling iron.
Why the hell do you bother with that soon-to-be corpse?
He twisted the water off and grabbed a towel.
When we put this place on the market, I hope none of the buyers run into her in the elevator. She'll tank the property value.
Stephen's latest idea in his ever-expanding life plan involved putting the loft on the market and buying a roomy place in the suburbs. Ashley had a feeling that Victoria had planted that particular idea. It seemed like Victoria had made Stephen her little pet project at the office, always offering up advice for ways to get ahead or make the partners take notice. The first time he brought up the idea of selling the loft, the argument had lasted nearly 3 days before she had agreed to consider it. She considered it to be an asinine idea, but also valued peace at home. She ignored his comment and set her hair with spray. A little wild, a little tussled. Perfect. He padded past her to the closet.
Hurry up, we're going to be late.
Gee, darn. She stifled a yawn and shimmied into the black sheath dress, her latest bargain find. It was a bit more low-cut than was probably appropriate for a buttoned-up kind of function like this, but it sure made her feel good.
How do I look?
Stephen hustled out of the closet tying his tie and paused to look at her.
You probably should have put your hair up. You know, like... He gestured around his head. Well, there isn't really any time to fix it now.